This morning, if you would turn to Luke chapter 9, we're going to look at a short passage of Jesus Christ sending out His disciples. We're going to talk about it at that time, but we're also going to talk about it for us as well. We're going to start in verse 1, if you would follow along with me. Then He called His 12 disciples together, and He gave them power and authority over demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And He said to them, "Take nothing for your journey, neither staffs nor bag, nor bread nor money, and do not have two tunics apiece. Whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart. And whoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet as a testimony against them." So they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Let's pray. Father, as we open your word and we come before you now, Lord, may our hearts be open before you. As your Spirit moves in this place, may we be submissive to it. May we understand what it is you have for us. Not just the blessings, but the calling. Lord, watch over us. May we honor and glorify you with this time and how this time affects our lives for you. In your name we pray. Amen. This is a passage where Jesus is getting ready to send out the 12 disciples, and He is going to send them out to preach in His name. He had been going out and preaching. He had been teaching. He had been healing. But at this point, He's going to take that step to move the disciples into a part of their ministry that He was going to call them to do. And so first thing I want us to look at this morning is what He did with these 12. And we will later turn this and make it pointed on us. But first, I want us to look at where He was at, and as he's calling His disciples, they had been following Him for some time now. They knew, they had seen everything He had done, and they had watched Him. They had brought people to Him. But here, things were going to change. And so He calls His disciples to Him. He calls them together and brings them to Him. And I think that's very important because they were around, they were following, they were doing things, they were a part of the ministry, but now He's saying, we're going to step it up. And He calls them to Him. They had heard of everything. They had listened to what He had said. They had miracles that had affected their lives themselves. But in this case, what He does is He, even though they were already followers of His, He calls them to Himself. And as He calls them to Himself, He empowers them with the authority He's going to give them. He's going to give them, these 12 men at that time, power and authority over demons and being able to cure diseases. That was a power that they didn't have before that. He gave them that power and authority here. And so if you can think for just a moment, you are one of 12 disciples who have been following Jesus for some time. And you've brought people to Him, and He has healed them. He has performed the miracle. He's done all of these things. And you've just sat there and you've been a part of it. But now all of a sudden He's calling you to step up, and He's going to send you out, and He's going to have you do things. But He's not just going to send them out. He's going to give them a power and an authority to do the things that He had been doing. This had to be something different for them. This had to be something probably even maybe in some sense a little scary for them. But He called them together to Himself. After He does that and He gives them the power and the authority, He sent them to preach the kingdom of God. And it had to have been so much easier before just to follow Him, just to walk and watch him do things, maybe to bring a family member or a friend or someone that comes that is ill, and to bring them to him and just say, Jesus, here he is. Here she is. Do whatever. But now he's saying, no, you go out and you preach the kingdom of God. That's what he's sending them to do. It's no longer following Jesus around at that point. It is going out and preaching the kingdom of God. He gave them authority, and then he gave them a message. He goes on to say, you're going to preach the kingdom of God and you're going to heal the sick. So he gave them a ministry, something that before they just brought them to him and he took care of it. But here he gave them a ministry. And so if we see these 12 men as he's called them together and he's gave them power and authority, he's gave them a message, and now he's gave them a task to go out and heal. Surely they would just jump right on this. Surely they would be able to just go right and do this. And we know that that's what happened. They did, because it goes on in the next few scriptures where they came back and they told him of all the things that they were able to do in his name. But he told them, as you do this relying on me. Because if it were us, and we'll get to us in just a minute, probably if they were like me, when he says, I'm going to give you power and authority to go out, you're going to preach one message and you're going to have a task of healing people. Go do it. I would have been standing there saying, I don't think I can. Even though I know you gave me the power, I've seen you do it. I would have that hesitation. But he says, not only that, you're going to go and you're going to rely totally on me. You're not going to take any extra clothes. You're not going to take any extra money. You're not going to take an extra staff. You're not going to take an extra tunic. You're going to go and you're going to totally rely on me. That's the mission. That's the ministry that he has called them to. Now, as we look at that, we know some of the things that he gave power and authority for them to do. Maybe that's not the power and authority that he's giving us to do. But I want us to look at this passage, and I want us to understand what has to take place in your life and my life to honor and glorify God the way he desires. A lot of these things are for us. Let's look at that first one, where he called them together. Each one of us, the title for today's message, and it actually still fits. So many times that doesn't happen. I've messed it up by now. But today, you need to answer your calling. Had one of those disciples just stayed back and not went over to Jesus? Hey, I'm just going to hang out. I've been around him. I'll watch the other guys. I'll see what they do, and I'll get by. No, he called all of them together to him. For you and I to glorify and honor God, we have to answer that calling to come to Him. You cannot do it based on your parents, your grandparents, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister. When Jesus Christ calls you, like I said earlier, He is a personal God, and you cannot get in. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that God has grandchildren. He is a personal God who has children. And you have to come to Him. He called His disciples to Him. Yeah, they knew who He was. Yeah, they had followed Him for 3 years. But here, in order to get this calling, they had to come to Him personally. It doesn't say 11 of them came. It doesn't say 5 of them came. It says He called His 12 disciples together. He called them to Himself. Now, there's two groups of people probably in this congregation or listening to my voice on YouTube. There are those people who have answered that calling of Jesus Christ to surrender their life to Him as the Lord and Savior. They have realized the sin in their life, and the wages of sin is death, and that Jesus Christ has died for that sin. There are those of us that have acknowledged that and understand that, and we've surrendered our life to Jesus Christ. That's the calling. There are others that have never answered that. Doesn't mean He's not calling you, but it says He calls. And when He calls, what are you going to do? He called them to Himself. Now, like I said, there's that two groups. One hasn't accepted that salvation that God offers. The others, most of us have. Well, then this doesn't apply to you. Wrong. Because some of these disciples, they were with Him. They walked with Him. They talked with Him. They understood a lot of what He said, and they realized what He's going to send them to do, but they still had to come to Him. So many of us as Christians think, well, I accepted Christ when I was 21, and so I accepted the call. I gave my life to Jesus, and that should be enough. And so I'm just going to live my life now however I want to, and I'm good enough. I'm covered by the grace of God. That's not in the book. Not that way. And so what we have to understand, that even though I have accepted salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ, I still have to come to Him constantly. He calls me to Him. The Bible tells us His mercies are new every morning. He wants me to come to Him every day. That's a part of His calling in a relationship. It's two ways. He loves us, and if we love Him, we will spend that time with Him. He calls us to Himself constantly. But too many times as Christians, we rely on an older calling. When He wants us today. Because He called them that day because He had something for them to do that day. The last time you felt God call on your life, is that the last time you did anything for Him? He called them to Himself, and that is the first step. We have to go to Him. Unfortunately, too many times today in too many churches, there are people that get up and they read the Bible from behind a box, and they do it on their own. And if they're doing it on their own, they will never have the power and the authority of God. And there are too many Christians going out today trying to live a good Christian life that never go to Jesus to receive that power and authority over daily life. Oh, well, I'll get by because I'm under grace. I'll get by because I know where I'm going when I die. We're not supposed to get by. The Creator of this world gave His Son to die on the cross for us so that we might have life and have it abundantly. That does not mean get by. To have life abundantly is what He calls us to do. And in order to do that, we have to come to Him. And it says, second, that He gave them power and authority. When you and I accept Christ as our personal Savior, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit, it dwells in us, it lives in us. And my problem, and sometimes your problem, is we don't submit to that. We don't follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. He's not going to strong arm us. He loves us. He gives us the power and authority to do what God has called us to do. And that power is through the Holy Spirit. But too many times, we don't want to submit to Him, because we'll get by on our own. We'll be okay on our own. That's what we think. But the power and authority comes only from Him. We have to understand that we can't have that power on our own without coming to Him. He sent them out to preach the kingdom of God. He gave them one message: preach the kingdom of God. They went out and did that. So let's shift it to us. Well, you've received His call. You've accepted Him as your Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit lives in you. You submit to the Holy Spirit. And if you submit to the Holy Spirit, then He has given you one message. And that message is to preach the kingdom of God, to seek that first. And we're not going to, but if we were going to have to raise hands and say, how many of you have preached the kingdom of God? Well, I'm not a preacher. I don't stand up here. That's not what that's talking about. It's talking about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with the world and let them know that there is a penalty for sin, and Jesus Christ has paid for that penalty of sin. And if we'll confess it with our hearts and believe that Jesus is Lord, we'll be saved. Preach that message. It's a message that's not going to be received today. But that is the only message you have to preach. Problem is, too many people are preaching other messages. They're wanting to add to it or take away from it, but that's not what the book says. You've got one message to preach. You preach it with your life and you preach it with your mouth. That's what we're called to do. That's why He called them to Himself. That's why He gave them power and authority. And He sent them out to preach one message. And they did it. He sent us out to do the same thing. He's called us, He's empowered us, and He sent us out to share that one message. And too many times, weeks go by that we do not share that message with anybody unless we know that they already believe it. One message is all we've got, but it's the greatest message in the world, and it's the message that this world needs. He's given us one message. But it goes a little farther. Not only did He tell them that they're going to preach the kingdom of God, He said, you're going to heal the sick. So He calls them to Himself. He empowers them. He gives them a message and He gives them a ministry. You're going to go out and you're going to minister to people. They're going to heal people, but you are going to love people. Your message is to go out and love people. When you see them hurting, you love them enough to care. When you see them hurting, you love them enough to share. Our ministry doesn't stop in this building. We take a benevolence offering to help with people in this building, but we are called by God to go out and minister to those that are hurting. Well, I don't really know how to do that. Have you ever been hurting and somebody come up and just said, I don't understand, but let me pray for you. I don't understand, but I'm here if you want to talk. I want you to know you're not in this alone. That God loves you and He's placed us here to help you. God has called us. God has empowered us. He's given us one message and He's given us one ministry: to love Him and to love our neighbors as ourselves. How does that get difficult? How do we make that difficult to where we come up with excuses that we're not doing it? I don't know. But the next verse is going to tell us. Because he sends them out. He calls them, he empowers them, he gives them a message, he gives them a ministry. And then he says, and you're going to have to go out and you take nothing with you. You have to just depend on me. So when you go out and that person is hurting and you don't know what to do, depend on him. When you don't know what to say, depend on him. When you don't know how to help, depend on him. That's what he told them to do. He sent them out with a message and a ministry, with the empowerment, with his authority. And he said, go, preach the gospel and healing everywhere. You know, as I was getting ready to close this message and I'm going through this passage and I get to the very end and that last word, everywhere, really got sharp. Because so many times we can see the calling, we know the empowerment's there, we know what the message is, maybe we don't share it very much, and we know what we're supposed to do or somewhat what we're supposed to do in the ministry, the task that he gives us. We want to rely on him, but we want to do it where it's comfortable. But he says everywhere. He says everywhere. We must rely on him and go everywhere. Well, it's easy for me to stand up here and say this behind this wooden box. But you know, when I'm on a softball field or at the coffee shop or downtown or wherever I happen to be, it's not as easy. But if it was easy, I wouldn't have to rely on him. And if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. And from where we're sitting, it's pretty obvious that not everybody is doing it. We don't need gimmicks. There are churches that want to have giveaways and all these things that they want to do all this stuff to bolster attendance. And I'm all for bolstering attendance. But I want to do it through the blood of Jesus Christ. I want to do it through something that will last. I want them to see what Jesus Christ is doing in your life and in my life. And I want them to desire that. As Jesus sent out these 12, he's sending you. Are we going? Are we submissive to the Spirit, to that power? Do we know the message? Are we willing to accept the task? And lastly, you've got to rely on Him. We can't do it ourselves. We must rely on Him. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, I just come before you and I pray for myself and each one in this room. Lord, I know I am guilty. Forgive me where I fall short. Lord God, call us all to yourself. Lord, continue to move in this place. Help us to understand what it is that you have for us today. How you'd want us to live. How you'd want us to serve. To glorify you. We thank you and we praise you for the love of Jesus. For the blood, the grace, and the mercy. In your name we pray. Amen.